And we're going to be reading through verse number 9. It says, "We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed." Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we love you. We thank you, God. We thank you for this wonderful day, this service. We thank you, God, for the opportunity to gather together, God, this one more time and lift you up. We magnify you, glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. Man, I'd like to preach to you from this thought, wounded but not defeated. Wounded but not defeated. Life often brings us tough times. It brings us trials and tribulations, struggles and hardships that can wound us. These wounds might be emotional or even spiritual or sometimes physical. But in the midst of these trials and tribulations, there's one thing I want you to know, one powerful truth we need to remember, amen, and that is being wounded does not mean that you're defeated, amen. Let me say that again if you didn't hear me. Being wounded does not mean that you are defeated. Tonight I've come to encourage you to keep on fighting. Hey, trials may come, situations may happen, tough times are going to happen, but you just keep on fighting. You keep on running. You keep on pushing. You may be wounded, amen, but you're not defeated. Some of you coming in here tonight, amen, are spiritually wounded, but hey, you're here. You're fighting. You're pressing, and I want to continue to encourage you tonight, amen, to keep on keeping on. You're not defeated. Amen. The Apostle Paul is a great example of someone who was wounded but not defeated. Paul endured significant hard times, hardships, including imprisonment. He was beaten and even stoned, all for the sake, amen, of his relationship with Christ, for his faith. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 24, through 27, it says, "Of the Jews, five times, not just once, but five times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods, once I was stoned, twice I suffered shipwreck, a night and a day. I have been in the deep, in journeyings often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils by my own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils amongst false brethren, in weariness and painfulness." Does some of this sound familiar? Come on, does some of this sound familiar? Amen. In weariness and in painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and in thirst, in fasting often, in cold and in nakedness, Paul endured significant hardships, including imprisonment, beatings, and even, amen, stoning, all for his faith. Paul didn't have an easy life. It wasn't just easy. His ministry took him places often he was not welcome, and his body bore the scars showing his commitment and dedication to sharing the gospel. Yet despite all of this, despite that everything Paul went through, he never considered himself defeated. Paul never once threw in the towel. Paul never once gave in. Paul never once said, "I'm done," but he kept on keeping on. And that's a list of things to go through. And some of you have your own list of things that you've been through. And yeah, you could have thrown in the towel. You could have given up, but you didn't. Amen. Because all those things don't matter to defeat as long as you keep your hand in God's and you keep on pressing forward. Amen. Don't let your past hold you down. Don't let your past define, amen, things, amen, except for if it's going to define you for the good, if it's going to make you for a better person. Amen. Paul went through everything, But never once did he say, I'm defeated. Never once did he throw in the towel. Why? Because he had a made up mind that going through all his, hey, I'm still going to serve the Lord. Hey, it doesn't matter how hard it gets. I'm still going to serve God. It doesn't matter if I'm shipwrecked. I'm still going to serve the Lord. It doesn't matter if I'm in prison. I'm still going to serve God. It doesn't matter if I'm beaten. I'm still going to serve God. It doesn't matter if they stone me. I'm still going to serve God. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to give in. Amen. I may be wounded, but I'm not defeated. I would rather make it into heaven with a wound on me than to go to hell defeated. Amen. Praise God. You know what? Paul's wounds didn't stop. They didn't stop him. But they fueled him. It gave him a determination to press on, not to quit. Amen. And those wounds in your past, that's what they need to do. They need to give you, amen, a determination that I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to give in, but I'm going to press on. I'm going to keep fighting. I'm going to keep pushing. Philippians 3, 13 and 14 says, brethren, I count not myself have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forth unto those things which are before. Listen to this. It says, I press toward the mark. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I want to let somebody know, you may be wounded, but you're not defeated. Just keep fighting. Just keep pressing. Keep pressing on towards the mark. Amen. I want to tell somebody tonight, don't give up. Don't throw in the towel, but you just keep on marching. Hey, each and every one of us have our own battles. Each and every one of us go through our own things. Some, unfortunately, they go through more than others. But that doesn't mean give up. It doesn't mean throwing the towel. It means you keep on marching. And let me just say something right now. I feel in the Holy Ghost. Don't blame God for those things. Don't blame God for those things. But you just keep on marching. You keep on going. Because it's easy to blame God when you're going through hard things. Oh, God, you let this happen to me. God, you let this do. You let this. No. You just keep on saying, oh, Lord, I love you. You got to have a made up mind like Job did. Amen. Never once did he curse God. Never once did he, amen, just curse him. But he just kept on saying, I'm going to keep on going. Praise God. I want to tell you a story of a man by the name of Aaron Ralston. Anybody ever heard of him? He wrote a book called A Rock and a Hard Place. It's based on his life and what took place to him. Aaron loved the outdoors and canyoneering. And on April 26, 2003, during a solo descent of the Blue John Canyon in southeastern Utah, while making his way through the canyon, he dislodged an 800-pound boulder. And the boulder fell, pinning Aaron's wrist and arm to the side of the canyon wall. Aaron didn't tell anyone he was going out that day, and he parked his truck in a secluded area, which would make it even harder for him to be found. Aaron wasn't carrying nothing but a small rucksack with just 1 liter of water, 2 burritos, and a few chunks of chocolate. He had headphones and a video camera and a dull knife, but he didn't have a cell phone, and there was no reception anyway. After 5 days of being pinned against the canyon, trying his best to set himself free, he chiseled at the rock. He tried to push the rock. He tried to do everything in his power that he thought to set himself free. But one day he had to make a decision. In order to make it out of the canyon, he was going to have to amputate his arm, because he would rather be wounded than to die in the canyon. So he began to make a tourniquet on his arm, and story says that he broke his arm first because it'd be hard to cut through bone with a dull knife. And Aaron took out that dull knife and he began to cut away at his arm. 5 days he was already suffering delusion. He was dehydrated. He was weak. But he had a made up mind that he was going to make it through the canyon. And so he cut his arm off and he set himself free. After he got himself free, being weak and the loss of blood, he still had to make his way back. He rappelled down a 65-foot drop and hiked 7 miles to safety before a rescue crew saw him. Aaron was wounded, but he was not defeated. The point in me telling you that story is you're going to go through hard times and you're going to go through some tough times. Aaron didn't see a way out. Amen. He was pinned against the rock. He was facing death. But you know what? He had a made up mind. I may be wounded, but I'm not going to be defeated. I'm not going to die here in my situation. I'm not going to die here pinned up against the rock, but I'm going to be set free and I'm going to make it. Amen. And you've got to have a made up mind. Amen. That you're not going to die in your filthy situation, whatever it may be. You're not going to give up. Amen. If it takes being wounded, hey, I'm going to make it. And I want some of you to get that in your mind today. It doesn't matter if I'm running in or if I'm limping in. Hey, I'm going to make it into the, amen, into the gates of heaven. Amen. I may be wounded, but I'm not going to be defeated. Amen. You got to have a determination. Whatever it takes to get me to heaven, that's what I'm going to do. Jacob, amen. Amen. He had a touch on the hall. Hey, he had a walk in. And that was a limp. But you know what? He was determined. Some of you need to have a made up mind, need to have some determination that no matter what I go through. Hey, this story that I talked about with Paul, amen, it wasn't a sinner, it was a saint. Amen. We're going to go through some things as saints. We're going to have some wounds. And there's many of us that can stand and testify that still bear the scars of past wounds and the scars of things in our lives. Amen. But we have a made up mind that we're not going to be defeated. We're not going to let the enemy win. Amen. But we're going to keep on marching. We're going to keep on going. Amen. I may be wounded, but I'm not going to be defeated. I'm going to make it, amen, into heaven. We all have some wounds of some form. We've all been hurt by life and by others, and sometimes by our own foolishness and choices. But we need to remember that being wounded does not equate to being defeated. Let me say that again. Being wounded does not equate to being defeated. I want somebody to hear that again. Being wounded does not equate to being defeated. You just keep on marching. You keep on pressing. You can see that in Paul's life and in the story about Aaron's life. Tonight, whatever your wounds may be, bring them to God and let them turn you around. Amen. Because you know what? Amen. You may be wounded, but you're not defeated. As Sister Kristen comes, amen. You may be going through a hardship, a trial, a situation, but you need to have a made up mind that whatever it takes, amen, I'm going to serve the Lord. Whatever I go through, no matter what it is, I'm going to keep on keeping on. Amen. I may be wounded, but I'm not defeated. I'm not giving up. I'm not backing down. Amen. But I'm going to keep on marching. I'm going to keep on keeping on. Amen. And if you've been battling some things tonight, if you've been feeling wounded, amen, you're at the battlefield, amen. You're here tonight, amen. This is the battlefield where you can get your victory. This is the battlefield where you can fight. This is the battlefield, amen, where you can make up your mind that I'm not going back. I'm not going to die out, but I'm going to defeat, amen, these things that I'm going through. Amen, hallelujah. I may be wounded, but I'm not defeated. I'm not giving up. I'm not backing down, but I'm marching on. Praise God. Tonight, whatever your wounds may be, bring them to God and let them turn them into testimonies of His grace. Amen. You're not defeated. but you are victorious in God. Let me say that again. You're not defeated, but you're victorious in God. If you try to face your battle on your own, you'll be defeated. But if you face your battle with the Lord, He'll give you victory. He'll give you victory. You know why we lift our hands? Sign of surrender. God, I surrender my life to you. Whatever you're going through, whatever battle it is, if you'll bring it to God and to surrender it to Him, He wants to give you the victory. Universal sign all over the world for surrendering is lifted hands. If a cop comes in, you lift your hands. Whether you're in Mexico, United States, it don't matter. But the universal sign for victory is also lifted hands. When a boxer wins the match, they raise his hands. When a track athlete runs past the finish line, he raises his hands. And when you come to this altar and you're wanting victory in your life and you lift your hands in surrender, God's gonna give you the victory. Amen. You may be wounded, but you're not defeated. You may be, amen, feeling down, but you're not, it's not over. Amen. You just keep on fighting.
Decision. I have staked my claim. I have drawn the line in the sand, and I won't be ashamed with the world behind me.
Come on, that's it. That's it. That's it.
By the grace of
oh God,
I will say,
hallelujah, Lord. There's victory in the house.
I have drawn the line in the sand, and I'll not be ashamed with the world behind me. By the grace of God, I have settled the issue.
Thank you.
Came and changed me.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Savior. Thank you, God, for your mercy, your grace, your favor. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Such a sweet presence of the Lord is in this place. Amen. Wounded, but not defeated. Amen. Amen. Please, if you can, as we get ready to dismiss, remember those that are still praying. Also, welcome our guest, Brooklyn, and have your contact information, Madison. Good to have y'all back with us. Amen. If you can welcome them. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Let us pray as we dismiss. Lord Jesus, we love you. We thank you. We thank you for your word. Thank you for this opportunity to come together and worship you. Thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's go to heaven. How? Together. You're dismissed in Jesus' name. Greet our guests. Amen.